What you've heard there is, of course, been sweeping the nation for the past little while. It stems off of this audio that many people have found, or video, I should say, found on YouTube.
Oh my God! Woo! Oh! Wow! Woo! Yeah!
This video, if you look on...
It's starting to even look like a triple rainbow.
If you look on YouTube...
Oh, my God, it's full on. Double rainbow all the way across the sky. Oh, my God.
Okay, let me... If you go to YouTube, search double rainbow, you're going to find this. It's got now more than 1.5 million views.
I would say... 5 million.
Oh, really?
You have old numbers, sir.
I'm sorry. I'm going off of Tom's email that he sent this morning at 11:50 a.m. Tom, do you care to defend your numbers?
Are you going to believe Tom? Or are you going to believe YouTube?
Let's talk to Paul himself.
Well, isn't over 1.5 million views? Wouldn't that be five?
Yeah, it's
sure.
Pretty accurate.
Okay.
Good point.
All right. Well, the guy is Paul Vasquez. He did the...
How's it going, guys?
Yeah!
He did this video, and it is sweeping the nation. Paul...
Yeah.
Nice
to... I think it is close to five. I haven't checked it today, because every time I check it, it goes up.
Okay, now, when we first played this, my partner Bob here... I'm Dan, by the way.
I'm Bob.
Hey.
And, Bob doubted the authenticity of your excitement. He thought, oh, this is a bit. This is nobody...
I didn't know what the payoff was for someone to fake that type of happiness, but it just seemed... It seemed too happy, Paul. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know what? I had just finished telling a friend how I felt like I was Noah, because I got fruit trees and... greenhouses and animals here, and this is in my front yard, and
it's a lovely front yard.
I look outside, and then you know that what I see there is just like, first is just a double rainbow, and then it turns into a triple rainbow, and then I get across the other side of my tree, and this whole thing fills in like a giant disc of color. And you know, those trees in the bottom of that video, those are 100-foot-tall ponderosa pine trees. That thing was thousands of feet tall and wide, you know. And so once it turned into a disc, you know, the camera only catches like 40% of the color. It looked like a giant eye looking at me. And I'm like, you know what? That looks like God's eye. And it's like, all of a sudden, it's like, I'm in the presence of God. That's what that reaction was. You know, and I got knocked to the ground, and it's like, you know, here I am in front of God, and that's why I'm like, you know, what does it mean? Because now I'm here standing in front of God, like, I'm questioning, why am I witnessing this?
Yeah, like Noah, you want to know, what's the extra meaning here? This could surely just not be a rainbow. There must be something here.
Exactly. That's what the meaning is. And, you know, a lot of people ask me if I was on sex or you know, if I was having sex or if I was on drugs. You know, a lot of people, they don't understand that you can connect to spirit. And that's the only way they know how to have that kind of level of excitement. You know, and that's what they think that what that means. You know, but there's other ways to get excited like that. You know, and I've also said, too, I have another a rainbow video on my YouTube page called Giant Intense Rainbow, where I was high. You know, so I mean, there's no...
If you want to see high, it's on the other video.
You know, I'm no angel here, you know. But, you know, I've always admitted that on that one, though, I had smoked a joint, you know. So, but on this one here, I was by myself, and I was a completely sober, and that was just the spirit of the universe there talking to me, and that was my reaction there.
Okay,
absolutely,
because,
you know.
Yeah, that was definitely, it's been wondered about, just because... When on shrooms, you might think like the ceiling is talking to you and sending you some kind of a message, but...
Yeah, it's just a higher state of consciousness, which is where it took me, you know?
Right.
Totally.
So, where were you? You were that's in your front yard, you said on the video.
Yeah, that's my front yard. I bought this land in 1988. It was just bare land. I developed it myself, and that thing you're looking at, that's a greenhouse.
I love it.
Okay. That's...
Yeah.
All right, hold on. I got to look at what. Now, do you live near Yosemite Park? Where is Yosemite?
Yeah, my land's 10 miles from Yosemite National Park. I came to live and work in Yosemite in 1985, and I have Yosemite Indian children. I married into the Yosemite Indian tribe, and I never left. You know, I've been practicing the Yosemite Indian culture all this time, and so I'm very connected to Yosemite and you know the ways of the Indian people that are from here.
Now it seems that this rainbow video, though, has really caught fire in the past just little while. You posted this in January, right?
Yeah, I posted it in January, but you know when I shot it, it was like, wow, I know this is amazing, and so. I sent it to a bunch of people, and I was like, look at this. Send it to everyone you know. This is important, you know, because I knew that it had the potential to go viral because it was something amazing, because I had posted this other one, Giant Intense Rainbow, and all my friends, they would say, you know what, I show this to everyone, and all my friends, they all laugh, you know, and so I knew that was like almost a viral video, and so when I shot this one, I was like, man, this one's even better, you know, so I knew it always had that potential, and so, you know, I knew that it only took like someone like Jimmy Kimmel to put his eyes on it and pay attention to it for it to grow big like it did.
Okay, I didn't know you were on Kimmel. Where else have you? I knew you were on Good Morning America.
No, I can't. I went to the audience in Jimmy Kimmel a couple of years ago, and you know, I just got put on the air while I went, and then the announcer guy pulled me out because I don't know, I stand out, and he called me Jimmy's boyfriend, so I went back with a shirt saying Jimmy's boyfriend, and Jimmy, you know, he put me in the monologue saying that my boyfriend's here tonight, and then they put me on the camera, and I was in the monologue, you know, so I recorded it off the TV and put it on my YouTube page, and someone must have found that and went and saw my videos, and that's how they found me.
Oh, okay. Now, for those who don't know, you say you stand out. There are those who might say you resemble Hurley on Lost. Very big guy, right? A lot of hair.
Yeah. At one time, I was almost 500 pounds, and I used cage fighting to lose 175 pounds.
Cage fighting?
Yeah, I was a cage fighter. Yeah, that's how I lost all that weight.
How long ago were you a cage fighter, sir?
I fought in 2004.
Wow.
Well, yeah. That doesn't seem like
I fought a guy who was 6'8", 425 pounds.
You know,
yeah, there's my videos on YouTube.
All right,
the fights on YouTube.
Man, we're gonna be busy with your YouTube account.
You gotta check it out. It's gonna blow your mind.
What's it called? What's your account name?
Hungry Bear 9562. Yeah, all my stuff. I got 10.
Are there that many Hungry Bears?
Website. Everything can be found under YosemiteBear.net.
All right,
YosemiteBear.net. That's your name.
Yeah, YosemiteBear.net.
Okay, it just doesn't seem like you seem like a very peaceful guy, a man who likes to connect with nature, yet you were cage fighting 5 years ago.
Well, martial arts teaches you how to be disciplined, and, you know, I'm a very loving man, but cage fighting isn't about violence at all. Martial arts is not violence, you know, it's about how to love your fellow man intensely.
All right, we have YosemiteBear.net linked now on our Twitter feed, so this is all going to go very well. In fact, you had a Twitter problem recently as your video.
I got it personally. Some guy was acting like he was me on Twitter, and it pissed me off. So I went and I made a video saying, you better take that account down, or I'm going to come after you. And so I made a video, and I got that taken care of. Everyone was real happy about that. They thought that was pretty entertaining. That's the power of YouTube, you know.
Yes.
Well, that's an amazing thing. And, you know, I've been using that platform to tell people, hey, they better not mess with you. As a matter of fact, this T-shirt thing is really pissing me off. There's some people that are ripping, you know, they got pictures of my front yard, and they're making shirts. And, you know, they're just, like, doing it without my authorization. They're using my words. And those shirts don't have nothing to do with me. I'm the only one who's selling shirts in my name off of my website, YosemiteBear.net.
Well, YosemiteBear.net.
It's not right that they should be able to take my picture of my front yard and my voice and make money off it without even asking me or talking
to
me.
It's ridiculous. Right? If you're going to get Yosemite Bear t-shirts, make sure you get them from the authorized YosemiteBear.net website. That's the least you can
do. Yeah, thank you, guys.
Right? And then you do have
I'm going to make a video of that, too. I'm posting it later on today.
And then you do have a real Twitter account?
Yeah, it's YosemiteBear62.
Okay, YosemiteBear62.
But all that can be found on YosemiteBear.net.
Right, of course it can. Of course it can. So, all right, so back to the video. There appears to be one particular touching moment where you're in tears. You're actually crying. Is that true? I obviously can't see. You can only hear. But it sounds like this has moved you so that you have been brought to complete sobbing.
Yeah, well, you know, if you're in the presence of the Creator Himself, you're going to go through the whole range of emotions, joy, ecstasy, and, finally, and, I'm like, what am I supposed to do? It's like, I've been shown, the Spirit, now what do I do? At one point in the video, if you listen carefully, I actually say help. You got to listen carefully for that. But, you got to take this in the context of the other videos of my, on my YouTube page, because you're just taking a little piece out when you just watch that one video.
All right, so
my whole life is really incredible.
Well, and I will certainly spend some time with it over the weekend. This is Paul Vasquez with us. We've introduced you all week as Double Rainbow Guy, if you don't mind. But I would just
Yosemite
say
Yosemite Bear is more accurate.
Okay, Yosemite Bear, as it were. Now, you mentioned during the video, you just told us in your account that you kind of wondered what you should be doing now. Where do you go from here? And I guess that's the question. Now, what did you decide? What have you? What has been, have you had a new direction? Did you stop everything and follow this new calling, or are you just pretty much making YouTube videos and t-shirts?
Oh, no. I've been on this path for a long time. I've been knowing this was coming for a long time. I didn't know what form it was going to take, I've always known our family's had a special calling, so it wasn't a big surprise to me, I've always said that I'm a vessel, for the universe to use me and for Spirit to use me. I was just in a sweat in Yosemite Valley, and I had just said like 2 weeks ago or maybe 3 weeks ago, if I'm called to do something, I'm not going to say no. So, what I'm finding out is that things are being told to me as it's coming. And, some of the main things is like, people can connect to Spirit. And one of the bigger things is like be kind to your fellow man. That's like the biggest thing, It's like just love your fellow man.
Totally.
Yeah.
All right, I'm on the page.
Nothing wrong with smoking pot.
And then there's this other cause.
Did I talk over that?
Let's go ahead and legalize that while we're at it, right?
Yeah, well, in California, it's legal here if you have a prescription, which I do.
Well, you always got to know the right doctor, right?
Yeah, if you have something that, you need it for, you just go to the doctor and they give you a prescription and then, it's legal. It's medicine.
Maui Waui?
California bud, dude.
Okay.
What else, man? Come on.
Come on, dude.
Sorry.
Yeah, we really don't need dumb. Nothing from Hawaii, dude. It grows here.
You're showing that you're a poser, Bob.
I am a poser.
Well, Paul, is there anything else that you would like to, as we have you on, and you're having a, you're on very, I would imagine people are calling you from all across the country. Would I be wrong there?
Oh, I've been getting tons of calls. Yeah, I've been talking to a lot of people, and mostly it's just me sitting there talking on the phone, really.
Yeah. Any other?
A lot more people now, which, it's cool with me. If people want to talk to me, I'm happy to talk to them and spread the word, but one thing I've been noticing is I've been able to call meteors. People have been writing to me and saying, oh, this changed my life, or so, have some kind of question. I'm like, go outside right now. I'm going to send you a meteor, and I'll send them my phone number, and they call me back. Yeah, I saw it.
Well, you got to send us a meteor.
Well, is it nighttime there?
No, we're headed that direction.
Could you have one land, somewhere in...
Well, it's got to be nighttime. And I got to feel the Spirit.
Okay.
Okay.
Well, let's not force this, but I'm definitely ordering a t-shirt.
Might I?
Okay, so go out in the nighttime and pray.
I am ordering a T-shirt
and,
as well.
Look for something and say, you know, is this really something real?
Let's order our T-shirts together,
and it'll come to you.
It says here.
There you go.
It says here we get free shipping on orders of three or more. So let's order ours together.
All right.
Yeah, there you go. See,
I need a full on
double rainbow.
May I ask
all the
you
way?
For one more thing,
oh,
Paul?
Here's the other thing. Oh, I didn't take the YouTube money for the ads. You know, and I've been poor. I haven't worked in like 6 years. I've been really, really poor, and so. So now this is changing my life. It's turning my life around, you know, and I'm finally going to make some money. I need tires. I still haven't seen a penny from this. I haven't got one check or anything, you know. So, and I need a cell phone.
Well,
I'm telling you.
Yeah.
Look, when Moses met God, I don't think he.
Penny, but, you know, and I, you know, that, eventually that ad money is going to turn out to be a lot of money on YouTube. But, you know, no one's going to see any ads on the video if I have anything to do with it, you know, so.
Right.
That, you know, that's saying I want to keep that pure because Creator told me not to put ads on that video.
Right.
Okay. May I ask you, I'd like to ask you for our wacky radio liner. What I would like you to do, if you could introduce yourself.
Yeah.
And then say, I never listened to Bob and Dan on the ticket. Could you
all
do that?
Right. You ready?
Yes, sir. Go ahead. You can maybe even.
This is Yosemite Bear, and I never listened to Bob and Dan on the ticket.
Yeah!
Yosemite Bear, thank you.
Full on all the way.
Full on all the way across the sky. Double rainbow. Woohoo! Yeah!
Yeah!
Keep the positivity flowing and the good karma, my friend. Thanks.
And the prescription.
Yeah, thank you, guys.
And the pot. Go pot,
yeah,
right?
We'll see you.
Yeah,
don't smoke it all.